The hour is at hand as the Chiefs and Raiders essentially begin the Chiefs playoff run today. It's payback time. The time is at hand. It's the Chiefs and the Raiders.
Momentum. A hard concept to explain.
Carr's going to throw it. He's had it sacked. The leader in the league. They absolutely shovel dirt on him.
Some say it doesn't really exist.
He's throwing long. He's got Wilson. There's Sard. Albert Wilson on a long bomb.
It can be difficult to understand.
A slant caught by Kelce. Hangs on inside the five. Bumps off hips. Reaches out. Touchdown. Kansas City.
Tough to quantify.
Side gets another block. Here he goes at the 40. He goes up the left sideline. Touchdown, Kansas City.
It may be difficult to describe.
And the Chiefs ignite the fuse.
But it's not hard to feel.
Great job. Great job. That was a heck of a win right there, man. Well deserved, too.
1, 2, 3. Hey.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Another week of the playoffs before the playoffs. Big time, meaningful December football. Last week, the Chiefs were impressive in all three phases in wiping out the Oakland Raiders 31-13. They'll need that effort again this week as they take on the Pittsburgh Steelers, a team that also needs the victory in the very crowded AFC playoff chase. But we'll get you ready for the Steelers showdown with a great show. We've got Sean Smith, the Chiefs cornerback. The Chiefs boast one of the best pass defenses in the NFL, and they couldn't do it without Smith playing one of the toughest positions to play in the National Football League, cornerback. We had him wired for sound against the Raiders. And Smith and the rest of the secondary will have to be on their game again this week as the Steelers feature wide receiver Antonio Brown and tight end Heath Miller and running back Le'Veon Bell. Also, we've got a one-on-one exclusive interview with head coach Andy Reid. I asked him about the explosiveness in the offense over the past 2 weeks, coming from several different players, and the ability to play complementary football. But first, let's check in with B.J. Kissel, our Chiefs reporter, who gives you everything you need to know to get ready for all those waving towels as the Chiefs try to get a win in Pittsburgh.
The Steelers and Chiefs meet on Sunday in a December matchup with playoff implications. If the Steelers win on Sunday, they're in the playoffs. If the Chiefs win on Sunday, they've earned the right to host the San Diego Chargers in Arrowhead Stadium for the final game of the year in a game that will determine whether they go to the playoffs for the second year in a row. But, as my friend Mitch Holthus would say, you can't win two if you don't win one. So let's talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Chiefs' defense will have their hands full with the Steelers' offense on Sunday as they lead the NFL by averaging 424 yards per game. Quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is number two in the NFL with 4,415 yards passing behind offensive coordinator Todd Haley. The Chiefs defense hasn't allowed a 300-yard passer this season after facing Peyton Manning twice, Tom Brady, and Phillip Rivers, among others. All three of those guys rank in the top 10 in the NFL in passing. Ben's top target this season has been receiver Antonio Brown, who leads the NFL with just shy of 1,500 yards receiving with 11 touchdowns. Out of the backfield, Le'Veon Bell does a little bit of everything for the Steelers offense. He's number two in the NFL in rushing with 1,278 yards, has 7 touchdowns, but he's also number two on this team in receptions and receiving yards. The next leading rusher for the Steelers is Dre Archer, who has just 41 yards on the ground for the Steelers. Between Roethlisberger, Bell, and Brown, the Chiefs defense will have their hands full on Sunday in this key AFC matchup. Defensively, the Steelers are led by their man in the middle, linebacker Lawrence Timmons, who leads them with 109 tackles this season, which ranks fourth most in the AFC. Along the defensive line, Cameron Hayward has been the guy anchoring the Steelers defense in the trenches. He leads them with 5 sacks and 26 run stops. But you can't forget about veteran James Harrison, the pass rusher with 70 sacks in his career, and he must always be accounted for. In the secondary, The Steelers are led by veterans William Gay and Troy Polamalu. Gay has 3 pick sixes this season, and he's a gambler on the outside. Alex Smith will need to be aware of where Gay's at on the field. The Steelers' defense ranks 31st in the NFL, giving up 6.17 yards per play, while the Chiefs' offense in their last 2 games against the Arizona Cardinals and the Oakland Raiders has been very good at picking up chunk yardage.
He's throwing long, he's got Wilson, near side, down to the Raider 29-yard line!
If they can do that on Sunday against the Steelers, they have a great chance of picking up their 9th win of the season.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Chiefs. And by Truman Medical Centers, TMC and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community. Coming up on Chiefs Insider.
The guys did better. They bought Alex another tick of time, and in this business, that's important.
Keep rolling. Stay close now, right? Stay close. Nice. Hey, you guys keep rolling, man. Keep rolling.
Welcome back to the show. Well, here we go again. Another must-win situation for the Chiefs in trying to make it to the playoffs. Maybe the biggest asset Kansas City takes to Pittsburgh is head coach Andy Reid. Because in his 17 years, he's been in dozens of situations just like this. Had a chance to sit down with a head coach, and he talks about being explosive now in all 3 phases to try to win in Pittsburgh.
They fake a handoff near side. Alex Smith has a pocket set. He's throwing long. He's got Wilson near side. Down to the Raider 29-yard line. Albert Wilson on a long bomb. And it's the play of 47 yards. The longest pass of the season for Kansas City.
Andy, you're getting some chunk plays now for 2 weeks. I think 5 players have had their high either for the season or the career. What about getting those chunks and the ability to do that against Pittsburgh?
Yeah, well, shortens the field for you a little bit. The place it gets you is your drive time, but you'll take that. You need a few of those. We'll need a few against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a good football team, notoriously a good defense. Those help. They help just in the big picture, the big offensive picture of things.
You've seen a lot of blitz in the last 6 weeks. It seemed like in the Oakland game you handled it much better. What about the maturation of your guys in handling that? Because Dick LeBeau is coming soon.
Yeah, now Dick... He brings everybody but the popcorn vendor, right? The guys did better. They bought Alex another tick of time, and in this business, that's important.
Keep rolling. Stay close now, right? Stay close. Nice. Hey, you guys keep rolling, man. Keep rolling.
It allows you guys to get downfield and do some things. So the best part is we can continue to improve, really in all phases, but we can continue to get better and from an offensive standpoint, a lot of different areas, and that part excites you.
Let me ask you about the special teams phase. Last year, you had 11 non-offensive touchdowns. This year, just 3. But DeAnthony Thomas's return, what did that do for you in that game, and what about carrying over to the Pittsburgh game with getting explosive plays in special teams?
You know, you were coming off a game where not everything kind of went your way. And so those are the things you remember. You know, I'm talking about the Cardinal game, and you try to erase those. And
here he goes at the 40. They're going to block the punter. He goes up the left sideline. Thomas at the 25-20.
All of a sudden you get one of those, and it goes, whoa, okay, we're there. We're rolling.
DeAnthony Thomas, an 80-yard punt return for the rookie, and the Chiefs ignite the fuse.
And you can build on that. So that's I think that's what it did. It was a nice shot in the arm, and I think guys fed off of it, and we were able to put some things together there.
You've mentioned kind of recalibrating tackling, because you've talked about tackling now for a month. How much better was it against Oakland, and how imperative it will be against the Steelers?
Well, it was. We had not tackled very well. And really, that's kind of where it started when we played Oakland. And we're able to do a better job. And it starts up front, and then it works to your linebackers, and then it gets to the secondary. And so I thought we did a nice job of presenting a pretty sturdy wall between the defensive line and the linebackers. And then our safeties came in and filled when needed. You saw a couple of corners come in and fill. And, you know, that, I thought coming out of that, that was a they've done a better job, and it was a real positive. Yeah.
Caught by Le'Veon Bell, sprinting away from Emmanuel Lemur, and he's into the end zone for a go-ahead touchdown.
They're number one in the league in time of possession. On the average, they have it 33 minutes. And it seems to center around Le'Veon Bell. What about trying to defend these guys and starting with defending Bell?
Yeah, and over the last few games, I mean, I think they're averaging over 30 points. So the best way to stop a good offense is to hang on to the football with your offense. And then defensively, Bob's always on top of his game with putting game plans together, and he'll do a nice job with that. And then, you know, our guys love playing physical football, and you know, that's what Pittsburgh's all about, Chiefs are about. It should be a heck of a battle right there, their offense versus our defense. It's exciting.
Big Ben, interesting, threw for over 500 yards in a game. Your thoughts on Roethlisberger and how you at least try to neutralize the guy?
He is Big Ben. I mean, he's a big man, and he plays the game that way. If you think you're going to tackle him with one arm, you might as well forget about that. You got to wrap him up, and then you've got to play the whole play from a secondary linebacker position. So his escapability is unique, and he makes plays after he breaks out of those things. And so, you know, you want to make sure you play to the whistle, as they'd say. And then right now he's got that run game going. Their play pass stuff is going well. You got to attack, whether it's him or the receiving core that they have, and they've got an explosive one, that you've got to take the right approach against them. Yeah.
Final question, and it deals with the psychology of the moment. These are the playoffs before the playoffs. Your guys in handling it, because you got a lot of young guys now kind of in this role for the first time. What are you seeing about how they're handling it and the veterans helping the younger guys?
Yeah, well, the veterans have been good examples to the young guys. You know, it's important that they keep that mentality up. You don't worry about anything other than the moment right there when you're out playing, and take care of that play. And if you do well, you better do well the next one. If you didn't do so well, learn from it real fast. Let's do well the next one. Not every play's perfect when you have young guys out there, but you get a great effort.
In 2003, when I got voted into the Hall of Fame, I had been working on my book, America's Game, for like 3 years by then. And so I'd gotten to know Lamar Hunt. And so I sent a note to Lamar that summer and said, hey, wouldn't it be a nice touch for the Chiefs to sort of pay homage to Hank by, on the first play of the game at the Hall of Fame game, line up in the choir huddle, which was one of Hank's signatures. I guess the letter didn't reach Lamar in time, so they didn't do it, and it was fine. And I was going back to talk to Carl Peterson, the president and general manager of the Chiefs, and he said to me, hey, Lamar passed on that note. We're going to have the team huddle up in the choir huddle.
Well, I think it all started before the Pittsburgh game. As players, we didn't know a whole lot about it going into it.
I wasn't trying to suggest that you do it before an actual football game that counts.
You know, when you go back and you look at it now, it wasn't a real comfortable just getting everybody lined up, because it's not the norm.
Chiefs fans, to honor Hank Stram, the Chiefs offense is huddling in the choir formation.
So we go out, we get everybody lined up, call the play. It's a two tight end formation, run play to Priest Holmes up the middle. I don't think it was super successful. We maybe picked up a couple of yards. So we call the second play.
And then Trent Green throws an interception that's returned for a pick six.
For an interception return for a touchdown.
And I'm just like, oh. Fortunately, the Chiefs wound up winning the game.
Cuts it back right across the 35.
But I hope that Hank got to see that, and I hope that he appreciated that. And I was glad it didn't cost them the football game.
When we return on Chiefs Insider.
They need you for the run, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get in there. You bet not. Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
Welcome back to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. The Chiefs secondary's had a very good year. In fact, they're top five in the National Football League in disallowing passing plays of 20 yards or more. Also, the Chiefs defense is number one in the NFL in red zone defense and number one in the league in goal to go defense. None of that would happen without solid play at cornerback. All of this shows precisely why the Chiefs went after the big DB from Utah prior to the 2013 season.
To it. New scenery, different coach staff, everything that go along with it. So I was trying to feel my way in, you know what I mean, trying to fit in with the guys. And now we have a whole lot of guys who are gone, and I'm pretty much the old guy back there in the sense that it's a very young group.
All day, all day.
I've been trying to step up and be more of a leader in the secondary, not so much vocally, but you know, just through my actions and things of that nature.
How far I bounced out though, right? Why couldn't just tip to me? Like what? Because I had the seven, but he kept holding the ball. I'm like, come on, throw the curl. Like, I'm ready to go too. He tipped. I'm like, oh, this is it.
You know, we got corners switching to safety, picking up guys off the streets, and I mean, there's so much shuffling going on out there. We always try and watch extra film and communicate and, you know, just try to get guys to talk.
Hey, if you have safety, get over here. Let's work. Start!
In our case, we have so many young guys in different positions that, you know, I try and get them to, you know, talk to each other. And
hey, sticks mentality. Hey, subject to get them in third and medium. They're going to need you for that run now. They need you for the run, man.
Yeah, get
in there.
You know, whether it's not with me or the coaches or, you know, anybody else, but just try and get as much knowledge as they can because, you know, this secondary kind of takes this team on a whole other level in the sense that if we play well, we definitely give our team a chance to win.
Feet staggered, shotgun snap. Chiefs are blitzing. Carr is rolling out to the right. He'll throw it late. The pass is tipped by Fleming. An outstanding play.
Oh, come on.
Going into the game, we already told him that, look, you're definitely going to see some balls. You know, it is a rookie quarterback, and if I'm a rookie, am I going to go to the guy who has three starts or a six-year starter? You know what I mean? So we definitely knew where the ball was going to be, and just told him to man up. You know what I mean? We're not going to change the defense. We're going to bring pressure up front, and you know, the spotlight is always on us on the edges. Now, I think he went out there and did a great job. And for me, on the other side, it's just, you know, not falling asleep. You know, I understand that it's going to be serious where the ball may not come my way, but I always have to be ready because that one play when I fall asleep, they can mess around and get me for a touchdown.
Let's go. You bet not. You bet not. Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
I just say, I think I'm paying attention to detail a little bit more. You know, and I think by me being in this leadership role that I'm in right now, it kind of helps me do so because I'm not a real vocal guy out there. And like I said, I do like to lead with my actions. So I know you have young guys here who like to follow my suit and my lead and everything. So as long as I go out there and, you know, be technique sound and, you know, make plays when I can and try not to make the little mistakes, then I'll be all right.
Thanks for joining us on this week's show. The Chiefs will try to take the momentum of that 18-point victory over the Raiders into Pittsburgh and try to garner back-to-back victories. Next week, the Chiefs will close out their regular season at home as they'll try to sweep the Chargers for the first time in many, many years. But first things first, it's time to beat Pittsburgh. And we'll see you right here next week on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Chiefs. And by Truman Medical Centers, TMC and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community.
power trap.